Greetings, filmmakers. This is Herschel Zahn coming at you with a very special second annual birthday edition of the Film Aspire podcast. Today it was my 30th birthday. I'm coming at you right at the end of a very long weekend. Been absent for a couple of weeks, taking care of some finalities on some projects. We have finally wrapped our principal photography on Wish for the Dead, so we will be getting that film rough cut and general things wrapped up on that very, very soon. We're very excited to bring that to you and bring that story to life after 2 years of work on it. Just it boggles my mind thinking how long and how much has happened since we started the beginning of that film. But a lot has happened, and we've had a lot of strange adventures along the way, and just really, really excited to have that one wrapped up, and got a lot of new things in store for 2013, everything from commercials to short films to feature films and kind of everything in between. So it has just been a magical time to be at this thing called filmmaking. I'm going to keep this really brief this year. I don't want to do a great big rundown of my hopes, dreams, and wishes for the next year as I did last year. I did achieve quite a few things on my little bucket list before I turned 30. I didn't quite get them all done, but hey, you know what? It gives me something to shoot for in the future. What I wanted to talk about today was just no segue. I'm the segue king when I'm doing a concert, but today I'm just jumping right into topic. Something's been on my mind for the past couple of weeks, and especially in reflecting on my life up until now and the things that I've done in my career as an actor, as a producer, as a director, as a writer. Thinking back to the things that have really caused me the most stress in those ventures. And one of the things that I really can honestly say just caused me the most stress was when I wasn't willing to sit down and have hard conversations and just really knuckle down and talk about the things that really needed to be talked about, whether it's a particular piece of the film, whether it's a decision that's being made. There's so much that really has to go into it. And sometimes the conversations are not comfortable. Sometimes they are not pleasant. And sometimes you're going to get into pretty stiff, difficult arguments over things. And that's not always a bad thing. And this is all spurning from a conversation that Catherine and I had, which I want to go ahead and take a moment, as I didn't at the top of the show, we'll go ahead and take a moment and tell you that the podcast is brought to you by FYL Entertainment, and you can check out our sister station, actingforyourlife.podomatic.com, and see all the, or hear rather, all the wonderful thoughts and musings of Miss Catherine Ray Furrow and the Acting for Your Life podcast and the Acting for Your Life program. Do check out actingforyourlife.org, the soon-to-be-up filmaspire.com, and the fylentertainment.com. I think I feel like every episode I talk about filmaspire.com, and we are working on it. We just had to take a little break and kind of get the three companies that are now working together as one built into a single website. So do check out actingforyourlife.podomatic.com and actingforyourlife.org for all of Catherine's wonderful things. So speaking of her, we had a really good, hard sit-down conversation, and the one thing that we had to talk about that was just always my least favorite part of talking about anything in the arts is money, and how the money is going to flow between us and our partnership with this new company that we've started, FYL Entertainment. And, you know, it was not a fun conversation, and, you know, anytime I have to deal with money in the arts, it just drives me nuts. But I'm so glad that we sat down and we did have that conversation, and, you know, we didn't fight. We didn't have any, you know, misunderstandings. We were both very open about the goals that we have and what we want and how we want to proceed in getting there. But it's just never a fun thing to do. And I can think of many times on directing projects that I really should have sat down and had some really hard conversations. And there are times that I didn't. And the projects have suffered for it. And I'm not as pleased with the work because of, you know, the decisions that were not made due to the lack of those conversations. So you have to sit down with your creative team, and especially if you're working with a larger team, you have to sit down and really have those conversations, because if you don't, the work will suffer. You know, if you don't have the conversation about why you don't want to use a particular actor, if you don't get that, if you get somebody else or you get that actor that you didn't want to use, you may end up really regretting it. Even if they do good work, you may really end up regretting having that person in there simply because you didn't want them and they didn't bring the thing that you wanted to that film or that project. Definitely when there's money involved, when you are taking on partners. I with Wish for the Dead took on partners financially for the very first time, and there were some difficult conversations that had to go down with that, and you know, with what they were getting back for the money that they were investing. And you know, I did not enjoy that. Like I said, it's my least favorite part of the process. I would rather be quagmired in just having no light, having a railroad track above my head, a 747 keying up next to me, and a subway below me trying to shoot an intimate dialogue scene than ever have a conversation about money. That's just how I am as a artist. I don't like talking about money. I would rather work around any other complication. But we had to sit there and have that conversation. And if you will be willing to have those conversations, you will always, always, when you're on the other side of it, when you're using your hindsight, your 2020 hindsight, you will never regret having those hard conversations in the end. It's really, and I can think back over everything that I've done, theater, film, commercials, art projects, everything that I have done that I have not stopped and actually had those hard conversations, I have regretted. And never can I think of a single time when I did, you know, as they say, man up or put your big girl panties on or whatever you want, whatever little euphemism you want to use there. Whenever I have done that, I have never regretted it. I can think back over the entire span of the 15 years that I have been involved in the arts. I have never regretted sitting down and having a hard conversation. It might have really sucked at the time, but I've never regretted it. So do yourself a favor as you're putting together your projects and your pre-production, even into your production process, and even sometimes in your post-production, you can still have arguments. And I'm getting ready to go into heavy post-production on Wish for the Dead, and I'm sure that there are going to be moments that not all of us agree on that are involved in that process. And we are going to sit down and have those hard conversations, because I have just learned so much. And maybe it's something, the magic of turning 30. I have just learned so much about needing these hard conversations to go down. So that's going to be the crux of the issue. That's going to be the rub. It is 12:07 a.m. on the first day of my 30th year, and I couldn't be more excited to be here and hopefully going to be bringing many, many more wonderful conversations to you in the future. We are creeping up on our 70th episode, which kind of blows my mind, and we are going to probably do something real special for that. We'll figure that out as we go along. If you have any show topic conversations that we need to have, comments, questions, anything that we may need to talk about on this show, please do send me an email to filmaspire@live.com. That's filmaspire@live.com, and we will be ecstatical. Is that even a word? Ecstatical? Somebody check that out and let me know if that's actually a word. We'll be very pleased to get back to you on that. So everybody get out there, have a great week of shooting, and we'll see you next week for another episode of the Film Aspire podcast. Get out there and tell your story.